This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration is being accused of abandoning allies following an abrupt announcement about stepping aside in northeastern Syria. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
After President Trump spoke yesterday with his Turkish counterpart, the White House announced American troops will pull back before an expected Turkish assault in the area. That's raising big concerns about the fate of Kurdish-led forces who fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Turkey considers those forces terrorists. In a late-night statement announcing the stand-down, the White House did not mention the Kurds, who this morning say some of the roughly 1,000 American troops in the area have already started pulling back. Republicans and Democrats have been warning that allowing the Turkish assault could lead to a Kurdish massacre and send a bad message to U.S. allies worldwide. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks have collapsed yet again after Pyongyang angrily walked away blaming Washington. But it does not necessarily mean the demise of the talks. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
On the surface, it doesn't look good. North Korea storming out of its first nuclear talks with the U.S. in months. But it's not new. North Korean negotiators for years have tried to gain the upper hand by being the ones to walk away from talks. What is new in the equation is Donald Trump, who's already walked away twice from talks with North Korea. For now, North Korea says the next step is up to Trump. As the North Korean delegation headed home, its top envoy warned of shocking actions if the U.S. doesn't give in soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Taliban officials say several of the group's members have been freed from Afghan jails in exchange for three Indian hostages. The Indian hostages were abducted last year. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A second U.S. intelligence official has approached the intelligence community's watchdog with firsthand information that backs the original whistleblower complaint against President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Trump says he's concerned about corruption in Ukraine, possibly involving the Democratic frontrunner in the 2020 presidential campaign, Joe Biden, whose son, Hunter, had business dealings in a company that was under investigation in Ukraine. Trump asked the Ukrainian president to look into the matter in a phone call critics say was aimed at getting dirt on arrival in exchange for nearly $400 million in U.S. aid. An intelligence official complained, and another is said to have complained to Inspector General Michael Atkinson.
Comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history. He's the definition of corruption.
Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt by leading Democrats in Congress, including Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood overnight. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
At least 15 people were killed in Baghdad on Sunday night after fierce clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters. That raises the death toll after nearly a week of violence to around 110. Based on police and medical reports. The Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 have been wounded. Protests first broke out in Iraq's capital on Tuesday over jobs, services, and endemic political corruption. The government has agreed to various reforms, like subsidized housing, stipends for the unemployed, and youth training programs. But protesters are demanding a complete overhaul of what they say is a corrupt system that's held Iraq back.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. Reuters is reporting a suicide bomb targeted a minibus of recruits for the Afghan security forces in the eastern city of Jalalabad on Monday, killing at least three people and injuring 27. Two Americans and a British scientist have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Thomas Perlman is secretary of the Nobel Committee.
William Kalin, Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Samantha. For their discoveries of how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability.
The three men will share the $918,000 cash award. Medicine is the first of the Nobel Prizes awarded each year. The prizes for achievements in science, peace, and literature have been awarded since 1901. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.